powerful learning system available to parents that are homeschooling their children at an affordable price. The program is called Acellus Power Homeschool. Check it out at powerhomeschool.org or search for Power Homeschool. For one affordable monthly fee, your students have access to over 400 courses covering all subjects K through 12. There is even a reading program for preschoolers. Imagine children reading before they even turn five. Check it out at powerhomeschool.org and tell them Charlie sent you. It's Acellus Power Homeschool, so check it out right now at powerhomeschool.org. A lot of people are going to be teaching from home, and this is the place to get started. powerhomeschool.org. Listen up, Patriots. One of the most radical plans to reshape the future of America is happening right now, and we need to stop it. President Biden's plan to pack the U.S. Supreme Court back in April. The president launched a special judicial commission to what he calls reform the court. But the real plan is to install four more liberal justices to gain a, quote, automatic majority and ensure favorable rulings for his most radical policies. And once the court is packed, it will end the rule of law as we know it, which is exactly what happened in Venezuela and Argentina. Let's be clear. America is not a banana republic. Thankfully, my good friends at First Liberty Institute are taking a stand. They've issued a letter to the commission asking them to reject this radical court packing scheme, and they're not alone. Franklin Graham, Ed Meese, James Dobson, Tony Perkins, plus 60,000 others have joined their coalition. But we need 1 million. Add your name now. Go to supremecoup.com. That's COUP.com to sign First Liberty's letter. That's supremecoup.com. God bless America.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Biden paid tribute to the 12 U.S. service members who lost their lives today in Afghanistan during an address to the nation.
These American service members who gave their lives, it's an overused word, but it's totally appropriate here, were heroes. Heroes who have been engaged in a dangerous, selfless mission to save the lives of others.
Mr. Biden blamed Islamic extremists for the Kabul attacks and vowed to avenge the American deaths. Quote, we will hunt you down and make you pay. SRN News military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says the Taliban have no idea how to govern.
The last time they had any their fingers in government was over 20 years ago, and then we chased them out. And so they have no ideas how to do things. All you have to do is watch the images taking place on the streets of Kabul, and you come to the conclusion that these people haven't a clue.
Wildfires continue to plague California as hot, dry winds and parched conditions make it easy for blazes to start. Southern California is now seeing fires near Bakersfield. Kern County Fire spokesman Sean Collins tells KERO the French fire is expanding at a dangerous speed.
I mean, we're talking fire traveling at 20, 30, 40 miles an hour, and that's how quickly it comes down, and particularly when it's funneled down in a canyon, as this one is.
A depression has strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean and is forecast to become a major hurricane by the time it reaches the northern U.S. Gulf Coast over the next several days. Tropical Storm Ida was blowing about 100 miles west of Negril, Jamaica, and about 130 miles southeast of Grand Cayman late Thursday afternoon. The National Weather Service in Miami said Ida had maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. The central U.S. Gulf Coast should start to see rain from the depression by early Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ Newsflash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Just a week after topping 5,000 COVID deaths, Port County has now passed 300,000 coronavirus cases. The 763 new cases reported yesterday by the Southern Nevada Health District pushed the county total to 300,358 cases. Nevada's two-week test positivity rate held steady at 14.1%. That's down from the high of 16.4% reached on August 13th. Clark County's 14-day rolling rate continues to decline, down one-tenth of 1% to 13.2%. Now, they may have taken a break for a month, but the Oakland A's officials are back here in Southern Nevada through tomorrow to continue their search for a location of a Major League Baseball stadium. This visit is the fifth by team officials as they explore options possibly moving from Oakland. The trip includes more site searches, as the list of potential sites are now have grown past 20. The team reportedly has interest in a site on Las Vegas Boulevard in Warm Springs. That's near the planned Brightline West high-speed train station. Previous visits have included Henderson and the Las Vegas Strip.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Heavy volumes right now on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the Airport Connector, 215 eastbound at Gibson. Look for reduced speeds in a couple of areas as well. Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara and 95 southbound, that's past Valley View. You're bumper to bumper into the Spaghetti Bowl.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All this week, I have said, I pray it does not happen, but it is going to get much, 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 much worse before it gets better in Afghanistan, in Kabul. We now have confirmed that 12 American military members of the United States perished in the twin bombings today in Afghanistan. And now the question is, where do we go from here? Let's check in with Lieutenant Stephen Rogers. He is a former U.S. Navy officer and a former lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department, president of Campaign for America. And Steve, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. What was your reaction when you first heard of the bombings today?
Well, I wasn't surprised, Kevin. I'd worked as a lieutenant commander with the Office of Naval Intelligence for 25 years. And I know about terrorism. I knew right off the bat when Joe Biden began to pull the military out first and then tell us he's negotiating with the Taliban and giving them the right to decide who's going to come in into the airbase or not. Basically, he gave them control of the whole country. I wasn't surprised. They've been planning this a long time. But, Kevin, I think what surprised the Taliban was how weak, I mean, really how weak Joe Biden is. And I will include General Mark Milley in that. I think they were so surprised that they knew, wow, we can go right in there and we can do what we got to do to take that country.
Let me just ask you, we have heard that there have been warnings coming out of the U.S. government, intelligence, that there were going to be imminent problems in Kabul at the airport and that ISIS-K was going to be a part of it. We knew, but we couldn't stop it. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, it does, and I'll tell you why, Kevin. Again, I spoke with many intelligence officers who I've served with, some even now today. We have the best, most effective national security intelligence agencies on the face of the earth. Nobody's going to convince me we didn't know that ISIS-K, for example, were coming into the country with bombs. Nobody can convince me that we had no idea. Nobody could convince me anything other than this was either an epic, and I mean an epic intelligence failure, or President Biden simply did not listen to his advisors and allowed this to happen. So I've got to tell you something. Hard to swallow because I know how effective we are.
I want to ask you about ISIS-K. I had heard of ISIS in Iraq, but I'd never heard of ISIS-K till the last few days. What is ISIS-K? How big is ISIS-K? What do we know about ISIS-K?
ISIS-K is an offshoot of ISIS. They come from the Khorasan region of that area. They are enemies of the Taliban. But they're more violent, they're more aggressive in obtaining their goals and objectives. So this is who we're dealing with. But saying that, you know, the Taliban, although they may be enemies of ISIS-K, ISIS-K served the best interest of the Taliban today. So it's an offshoot of ISIS. So we're dealing with ISIS, ISIS-K, the Taliban. Now Al-Qaeda is raising its head. And in addition to that, keep in mind the Chinese Communist Party have their fingerprints all over this. They are now threatening Taiwan. Who's coming across the Mexican border now?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Stephen Rogers joining us, former U.S. Navy officer, former lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department, and the president of Campaign for America. The president, just less than an hour ago, said that we will go after ISIS-K. Do we know enough about ISIS-K? Do we have intelligence that would lead us to ISIS-K? And if so, what would you contend that we do about them? Do we just nuke them?
I watched the president's news conference, and other than falling asleep, I turned it off. Again, he completely misled the American people. Again, he lied. Fact of the matter is, now he's saying, well, we're going to hunt them down. Well, how are you going to hunt them down if you don't know where they are? If you tell us that you know where they are, then why did you not prevent this? There's going to be a real problem trying to find out where, if they have a command and control center. Keep in mind that all of our human intelligence is gone. Electronic intelligence is gone. So he was just trying to put a rosy picture on something that's deadly. we're going to have a real challenge ahead of ourselves trying to find them.
Is ISIS-K, is it organized? Is it disorganized? And is it 100 fighters? Is it 1,000 fighters? Is it 10,000 fighters?
Boy, that's a great question. And the answer to that is none of them are organized, including ISIS. There's very loose. There's no command and control. You've got some spokesmen out there speaking on behalf of ISIS. So you've got what we would call equal to field commanders just doing their own thing. So right now, who does he go to? Who do you go to talk to? So as far as manpower is concerned, again, we don't have any idea because Biden took away our intelligence capability. So think about this, Kevin. Think about now their recruitment apparatus. Let's say they started with 500 today. You think those people in Afghanistan are not going to say, hey, look, short of getting tortured, I'll join you guys. We might find out that the whole country's coming down on top of us.
Yeah, the old, I want to be on the winning team, and the winning team ain't the United States of America.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, the only pathway out of this right now is to send in the Marines, I mean by the thousands, take the Bagram Air Base back, get our people out, get the Afghans who want to get out, and then that's the end of it. Short of using massive, overwhelming military force, as President Trump has threatened to do in the past, and by the way, notice when he was in office, nobody dare attack Kabul or attack Afghanistan. He put the fear of God in them. Well, here we have a weak president who sent a signal, guys, let's talk. You know, let's sit down and talk. We should have learned from the Israelis years ago, you do not talk to terrorists.
Yeah, and we previously in different settings, we have said we do not negotiate with terrorists. Now we're trying to make a deal. Now, how much can we trust the Taliban? Is it a matter of they want to enter the rest of the world, and they want some street cred, if you will? Can we trust them at all? I mean, they obviously failed to give us security around the airport.
Can't trust them at all. They're terrorists. They're thugs. They're looking to murder Americans. These are the guys that are going door to door, and they're pulling the men out of the houses, executing them in front of their wives and children. Then they're executing the women and then sending the kids off to some sort of camp. To trust somebody like that, Joe Biden's got to be kidding.
What do you see coming up next Tuesday? What do you see in your crystal ball as to how we will respond? The president was given the opportunity to send more troops in. He said, if the generals ask me to do something, I'll do it. But he refused to say if he's going to do anything about that prior to next Tuesday.
From what I understand, the generals told him not to do this. They told him it would be foolhardy to evacuate the military before the civilians, and he went off and did it anyway. So what do I expect? I expect we're going to be pulled out, and then the slaughter begins. And I don't say that lightly. Once we're totally out, what remaining troops we have there, if any, they're going to come under massive attack, and then the slaughter of the civilians begins. These people are terrorists. They beheaded people. With us there, they're hanging people, for goodness sake. They're burning people to death. I just saw a video where they lined up former Afghan soldiers and executed them one by one, shot them in the head. So you know what? Once we're gone, it's way out of our hands, and that's past the point of no return.
Again, Stephen Rogers joining us, a former U.S. Navy officer and the former lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department. Looking down the road, who is going to actually govern in Afghanistan? I mean, the Taliban doesn't seem equipped to do it. And it's been 20 years since they did it. Can you talk a little bit about what you think the future of Afghanistan is going to be under the Taliban rule?
Well, the Taliban will probably rule temporarily because whoever kowtows to the Chinese Communist Party, there's who's going to govern. Now, a lot of Americans don't know that the Chinese Communist Party has tremendous amount of investments with the Taliban, a lot of financial investments, a lot of infrastructure investments. They've already spoken to Taliban to kind of make a nice little nicey-nice, if you would, of Pakistan, because the Chinese Communist Party has a lot of investments in Pakistan, and that's also to disrupt the balance of power of India, who's friendly with us. See the domino effect?
So, yeah.
Who's going to govern? Well, apparently that'll be up to the Chinese Communist Party if it goes according to their will, because they're the ones that are really behind what we see going on.
In our final minute, what is Campaign for America? How can people find out more about you?
All right, it's campaign4america.com, campaign4america.com. It's an organization that I put together that campaigns for the greatest candidate ever in the history of the United States, the American flag. We go out and we speak all over the country. We take it out of Ronald Reagan's playbook, and we let people know we are Americans. Even through these dark hours, we are going to win. We're strong, we're tough, we're winners, we're Americans.
Stephen, thank you so much for your service to our country, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. We will probably talk again. This problem is not going to go away anytime soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you.
There you go. Stephen Rogers, former U.S. Navy officer and the president of Campaign the Number 4, America. I want to take you live to Washington, and Jen Psaki is meeting with the media even as we speak. Let's go there live on Live and Local.
Congress or wherever else to continue operations beyond August 31st. He kind of talked about pursuing ISIS-K wherever, whenever he needs to. Is there any expectation that he'll need any additional authority to do so?
I don't believe there's an expectation of additional authority needed.
And what about for military commanders on the ground? Will they need to come back in order to conduct counterterrorism operations, in order to do anything of the sort?
Well, again, as the president just said in his remarks a little while ago, he's asked them to draw up plans. The president was, I don't think he could have been more clear about the fact that he believes we will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will hunt down these terrorists and kill them wherever they are. He's asked them to draw up plans. Whatever they need for those plans, he is committed to delivering on, but I don't have anything to outline for you today on that.
And is it possible to do that with no military troops, no military bases in the surrounding countries around Afghanistan?
Again, I would note for you, Trevor, as you know, you've covered these issues quite closely. We have a range of counterterrorism capacities in a number of countries around the world where we don't have military bases. Obviously, I'm not going to outline what their approach would be from the military. I will leave that to them to take and leave it to them to outline anything at their on their timeline. Go ahead.
Jen Psaki, live from the White House. We bring you news as it happens live, whether it be Governor Sisolak or the White House or whatever the story might be. We try and bring it to you live here on Live and Local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we will go back to Jen Psaki if she is not completed. Later, you'll hear from the president himself. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. For review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are continuing to gauge reaction to the twin bombings today in Kabul, Afghanistan. Jen Psaki, the press secretary for the president, meeting with the media in the White House press room. Let's go there live right now.
Now it's supposed to be this hour. Be there. Can Americans go? Should Americans go? Are Afghan SIVs getting through Taliban checkpoints and to the airport? Are you still discouraging them from doing that? What is the situation on the ground in that perimeter?
Again, Josh, I would say that we are giving very specific direction to individuals, American citizens, and others on when they should come to the airport, where they should meet, how they should come to the airport. We're obviously not going to outline or detail those from here or in any public manner, but that is certainly the direction we would be giving to people to pay attention to the security alerts and to pay attention to notifications and contacts they're receiving from us or coalition partners.
I'm sorry, just to clarify, there were warnings that led up to this attack. Other countries have been warning, the administration has been warning this is a dangerous situation, etc. Can you speak to whether there were specific indications that this was being planned? And if so, do you have specific indications that other ones are being planned now?
I'm not going to get into specific intelligence, but I will tell you and reconfirm for you that the threat is ongoing, and we are continuing to watch and assess the threat. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. President Biden has spoken a lot about the need to end the forever wars. How do you end the forever wars in Afghanistan if you are still, or if the United States is still continuing to attack ISIS-K?
Well, first I would say this is a specific case today where 12 individual service members and 15 who were wounded today. And certainly I would expect any president of the United States would be clear that he will avenge those deaths and the acts of terrorists. And I don't think that came as a surprise to anyone. But the president stands by, as he outlined to all of you just in the last hour, his commitment to bringing an end to this war, as he has implemented over the course of the last month. And what we're talking about here is avenging these deaths from terrorists. We're not talking about sending tens of thousands of troops back for an endless war that we've been fighting for 20 years.
If I may ask a bit of a related question to Josh. When the Obama administration was bringing in Syrian refugees, there was a lot of pushback from various states and locales about refugees coming in